Good morning. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P22-069 regarding Kelly Levasseur. The time is now 10:02 a.m. on November 10th, 2022. My name is Daniel Carthel. I am the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves along with their title and their purpose for being here. I'll go ahead and start with board staff. Again, I'm Daniel Carthel.
Orlene Moer, Enforcement Manager.
Thank you. Mr. Donald?
Good morning. Scott Donald, Assistant Attorney General and Acting Board Counsel.
Thank you. And then our EAC members, if you could please.
My name is Andrew Natupski from Structural Engineers.
Thank you.
I'm Clarence Campbell. I'm a Structural Engineer.
Thank you.
I'm John Joseph Proska. I'm a Registered Structural Engineer.
Thank you. And then our witness, Mr. Josephson?
Carl Josephson, structural engineer.
Thank you, sir. And respondent and her attorney?
Kelly Levasseur, civil engineer, respondent.
Thank you.
Paul Middlestat, counsel for respondent.
Thank you, sir. For the record, we did invite our alleger. Drawing a blank on his name all of a sudden. Mr. Mark Colwin. I might be mispronouncing his last name. He had advised us that he's not going to be able to make it this morning, so he's not going to be here for this. Just a few reminders before we continue with the meeting. This meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers will need to speak with volume and clarity so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce who you are before speaking. This becomes important so that when we go back to review the recording, we can know who said what. To avoid disruptions, all cell phones will need to either be turned off or placed on silent. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. I would like to remind any attorneys present today that the meeting today is purely an investigative interview so that the committee members reviewing the case are able to speak, able to ask your client questions to help them determine a recommendation to make to the board. We ask that only the respondent and alleger answer questions being asked by committee members during the interview process because the purpose is to have professionals investigate the allegations. You will have an opportunity to provide a brief statement to the committee after the interviews have been completed, but it is not the proper time for legal arguments. This EAC meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on May 18th of 2022 related to a home addition project at 10201 North 39th Street in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about January 27th of 2020. This EAC meeting will also review any additional findings from case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the materials that were provided. At this time, I would like to ask the committee members if they have done so and feel comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleger. For the record, I will call each committee member's name, and if you could signify yes or no as to whether you're good to move forward or not, I appreciate it. Mr. Natupski.
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Campbell.
Yes.
And Mr. I'm probably going to butcher your name. I'm sorry. How do you pronounce it?
Proska.
Proska.
Sorry. Yes.
Thank you, sir. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from the executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted, normally we'd start with the ledger, but he's not here. So we'll be starting with respondent and then our witness. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been concluded. Any party here in person not being interviewed will need to wait in the lobby. You'll be called when it's time for your interview. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and will receive a call back from me once it's your turn for the interview. So since we don't have a ledger, we can keep respondent and her attorney on the line since we're going to be starting with them. But we'll need to have you go out into the lobby until it's your turn, if you're okay with that, sir. Once we're good to go with that. Okay. As well. At this time, I'd like to call for a motion to enter into executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, if you could please announce your name prior to your motion. So if I could get a motion from someone to go into executive.
Andrew Natowski, move to enter executive session.
Thank you.
I'll second it.
Thank you, sir. And then we'll have to do a quick roll call vote. Mr. Natowski. I was just voting yes or no whether to go into executive.
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Campbell.
Yes.
And Mr. Proska.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes, and we'll go ahead and move into executive session. It is 10:09 a.m.